This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're with Alice for Schools Out Loud at Joy 94.9. Joining me is Jacob Thomas. You may know Jacob already from their work in the community. They've had considerable involvement in organisations like It Gets Better and with United Nations Youth Victoria helping to convene the 2014 LGBTIQ Human Rights Summit. They've been dedicated to reducing the rate of suicide in the LGBTI community, working with other young people and providing peer support, and their contributions were acknowledged just a few weeks ago when they were awarded the prestigious Queen's Young Leader Award. Thanks so much for joining me, Jacob.
Thank you very much for having me, Alice.
Now, you're one of only two people in Australia to receive a Queen's Young Leader Award, and you'll be flying out to London to receive it. What does the Queen's Young Leader Award mean to you?
Well, going back to where the Queen's Young Leader Award actually came from was a response from the Commonwealth, from the Queen's Jubilee Trust, from the Royal Commonwealth Society and Comic Relief, recognising that there's over 60% of the Commonwealth, which is made up of young people, so anyone under the age of 30, and that there's a lot of work that's going on, done by young people, for young people and for other demographics within our very broad Commonwealth community who need to be recognised for the kind of work that's going on within these human rights spaces. And the primary point of that is to continue the work of the Queen once she steps down after that point. And so for me to be recognised as one of 60 young people this year and one of 240 in total who are going to be recognised over the 4 years of the program's existence is an incredibly humbling opportunity, and it's still not quite sunk in just yet. Yeah. it's kind of getting there, but it is such an honour to just be awarded something of this calibre and in this way for something that I really deeply care about. To be recognised for work that gets done in your own community is such a rarity these days, I think, especially for our community. So it is just so wonderful that I can continue preferencing our community's needs as they continue to make sure that our fights are well awarded in their own right, and that we are continuing to remain vigilant and refusing to remain silent.
It sounds like you've got a very clear vision, and you've been involved with a lot of youth organisations. So from your perspective, how are young people participating in and contributing to the community?
I think that young people's voices are incredibly important, and we keep dismissing them away as non-essential, as though that we're not experts in our own right, we don't know enough, we're too spoilt, our ideas are so vague, and we're so biased about what we need and what we desire. But really, at the end of the day, we could say that about any demographic and any one of their voices if we really wanted to just dismiss them off as irrelevant. I think that's what happens to us in particular as young people, is that our views are considered not good enough or not worthy enough of attention. And what happens with that is that we then get spoken on behalf of. And when we do that, and I think we experience this quite a lot within our very broad, beautiful community itself, is that our ideas get misrepresented, they get turned around, and they generally get morphed into suiting someone else's agenda. So for young people, we need to be making sure that whatever it is that our contribution may be, that we do get heard. For young people, I think it's fundamentally important for us to get in there, get into being part of the debate, especially when the debate actually surrounds our issues.
And would you say that action is a key element of that?
Oh, absolutely so. You need to be actionable. You have to. It's great to have ideas and thoughts and everything, but, we say, oh, that'll do. That's enough. We need to be getting in there. We need to get messy. We need to get a little bit dirty. We need to be respectful, but we need to do something.
So if you had one take-home positive message for young people, what would it be?
Never, ever apologise for being who you are.
Amazing. Now, if you're listening and you're 15 to 25 and queer, questioning or queer-friendly, you can participate in Schools Out Loud, Joy 94.9's free youth radio training program. Learn and network in a professional and inclusive media environment here in the CBD. You can look us up on Facebook at Schools Out Loud or email schoolsoutloud@joy.org.au for more information and to register your interest. Thank you so much for joining me, Jacob.
Thank you very much for having me again, Alice.
Great to have you.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.